Okay, Gary, I mean, it's the first time for a while that you've had a bounce back week, isn't it, really? So have the players reacted to the first setback in quite some time?
Yeah, look, I've said it many times. The nature of football, nature of this league and what we do, there's going to be bumps in the road or setbacks. That's just the reality of what we do. So even though we weren't particularly happy with the setback in terms of what we thought we could have done better to avoid that, but nothing's changed. I think the focus has been 100% ready for this next game, 100% ready to put the lessons that you learn from any type of loss or any type of win right in this game, and then 100% focused on what we need to do to give ourselves the best chance of winning this game at the weekend. So that hasn't changed. We've been preparing this week with that determination, and that's what we're looking to see to come out in the game on Saturday.
After the game, I spoke to Michael Morrison, and it feels that he was being quite self-critical, as I think the players are. That's healthy, isn't it, that they will look to see what the faults were to try and rectify them?
Yeah, I think like part of the environment, like I talked about, trying to create that environment, part of that is accountability. I think everyone, in the world that we live in nowadays, accountability or responsibility as well, it gets less and less and less, people trying to avoid it. So the environment that we work in, this is try and promote accountability and responsibility. And this group has done tremendous with that from coming in at the end of last season to where they are now in terms of responsibility and accountability for themselves. But it's very much a collective. It's not just about individuals, but you having a conversation with Michael like that, us understanding conversations that we have with each other, and seeing players, staff, everyone take that responsibility, accountability, I think just enhances the environment. Do you know what I mean? It makes it a better chance to get better or to progress, how we want to progress. So that's the type of environment that we have, and obviously you seeing things like that or saying stuff like that shows that it's on the right track in terms of the environment we're trying to get.
For this weekend, you're going to be having to make at least one change. Gary Gardner, after an impressive run, now will serve a suspension. How do you weigh up how you replace Gary? Because you've got either real experience or inexperience and not a lot in between in terms of replacements.
No, I think positively, because you said that, that's two assets for us, The experience of Craig, the enthusiasm of Charlie that you've already seen in games this season as well. So real positives. I think what we have to do is, as I always do, prepare strongest possible, so we're ready for the game. And then for me, as always, to make difficult decisions on what I feel the game might need or who should be where or wherever it may be. So yeah, it's another tough decision, but it's one that you make every single week for every single game. So it's no different in that sense. So as I said, the main part is that everyone's prepared. Whatever team goes onto the pitch is to give their best, their maximum, and everyone else around that is to support it. And if their opportunity comes, is to come on and give their all as well.
And it's some credit to Gary, incidentally, that he would be considered a big miss, because some would have seen it as a controversial move, but he's really hit the ground running and done very much what you've asked of him.
Yeah, as I said before, there's nothing guaranteed whenever you bring a player in. You can't guarantee it, but what you can do is try and assess it all and limit the risks that you think in terms of it not being successful or successful. It doesn't always work, it's impossible, but I knew with the characteristics of Gary, the circumstances with Gary, that he'd be able to come in, fit in, and be able to apply what we want him to do, as well as his own attributes as well. So no, he's done very well. Unfortunately, picked up the bookings, but as I said again, it's part of the job we do. You don't have a choice in it. It is what it is. It happens. You want the players to be on that edge, pushing those limits, and unfortunately, at certain times, there can be consequences to that. But I'd rather have consequences than having a team with nothing. In terms of that competitive side of us, but I think we're just a competitive side. There's nothing dirty about it. There's nothing, like I said, my job is to assess those. If there were stupid things going on or it was needless stuff, then of course you would address it, but we haven't had any of that this season. It just happens to be what it is.
Hull City arrive having had a little bit of a turn in form, a couple of 1-0s, and actually you look at the last 5-6 weeks, Nigel Atkins clearly has tightened them up again.
Yeah, and I think, especially this season, I think it's the nature of the league. I've said it all the time. You only ever 2 wins in a row away from everything looking great, and you're only ever 2 losses in a row from everything looking bad. Do you know what I mean? And that's always the perception of everyone. What we have to do is remain that balance. You know, that's what we've done from the start. Our balance is, you know, we've just come off the back of 4 wins in a row, and then now we have a loss. So it's like our balance has been exactly the same. You don't get too high or too carried away with yourself when you're doing well, and not too low when you're. That's for everyone else to worry about that. What we just try and do is stay focused, and we've done that by focusing on each game. You know, we feel that we didn't give. It's not in terms of effort or give, but I mean, we didn't perform to our best in the last game, especially that second half. Our determination is to try and put that right for ourselves and for our fans and for the club itself. So that's our determination. We already know in terms of what we want football-wise, how good we can be and what we're trying to be, and to put that with it. So that's what we're looking for on Saturday.
And you've got another record to defend, because before you were defending a long unbeaten run. Your unbeaten home run is 13 games. In fact, you've only lost once at St Andrews since you took over. So that's something, again, that... would you use that with the players? Would you remind them of the unbeaten run?
Yeah, they know it, and of course it's part of it. It's part of what we talked about. It's been an aim for us, you know, and we're achieving that aim as we stand here today. So our fight for that has to be as strong as possible. St Andrews has to be a fortress. We've put the foundations of that in place and trying to build that. Again, there will come some point, but... you know, we have to make sure that if that day ever comes, it's on our terms. You know, if some team, if it's 100% against 100% and they end up winning the margins, then fair play. But what we can't be is below our 100% and give it away at any point, which we felt a little bit in the second half we did. So, no, that's a huge part of it. St Andrews is massive for us. Our fans are massive for us. Just want to create that environment. I said it when I first came here. You know, I've played at St Andrews and witnessed that ferocity and that intense atmosphere and that kind of cauldron because of the way St Andrews is built and how it is. And it's very atmospheric, you know, and that's what we're fighting for. So our fans have a big responsibility to create that, and our players have a big responsibility to make sure that performances are where they need to be. And at this moment, we have that really strong. We have to put our biggest fight for that on the weekend.